Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I was surprised to learn the fact that casinos often don't have clocks or windows because it has been proven that sleep-deprived people will take higher risks. Can you tell
Yes,
us a
that's
bit
right.
about how sleep loss can affect our ability to make decisions and even cause us to take higher risks?
Yes, actually, it is based on neurological studies, and the neurologists have shown that through fMRI studies, they have shown that people who lose sleep, part of their brain that is responsible for prudence, that gets compromised. So the evaluation of risk in those circumstances under sleep loss is kind of compromised, and that's the reason why people tend to take more risks. And
Yeah, and so what do you think, what's your take on the daylight saving anomaly in international financial markets?
There is a very influential study that showed the Monday following the daylight saving switch, traders on the trading floor, at least in the first hour, they avoided risky investments. And the conjecture is that sleep loss makes people suffer from some sort of anxiety about a given situation. And given everything else, they may prefer safer investments. And, that reduces the returns from stock. And this study has been done in the U.S., in Canada, in the U.K. and Germany, and results are all the same.
So it's about the actual stock market traders themselves, not about sort of the economy falling apart.
It is about the stock market. It is about the stock prices.
Right. Okay. And can you tell us a bit about the experiment you and your colleagues did with people living in Queensland and people in New South Wales during the switch to daylight savings? Because as most people would know, Queensland doesn't have it and New South Wales does.
Yes. It was fascinating to read those findings, and most of these findings are based on what we call bunker studies. So they invited participants and forced them to forego sleep for 23, 24 hours. And then they took their measurements of various behaviors. And we thought maybe in reality this may not play out as they show. So we wanted to check under natural circumstances how people make decisions. And one convenient way was to exploit this natural variation between New South Wales and Queensland to see what sleep loss of 1 hour does in terms of cognitive ability and risk-taking. So that is the whole idea. And we find that when faced with risky choices, New South Wales, although they were, according to neurological studies, they were supposed to be taking different types of risks than the Queenslanders, but in our population, we didn't find that.
So was this just over one sort of daylight saving switch?
That was done, yeah, in the October daylight saving, so spring forward time, because we are more interested in looking at what happens when people lose 1 hour of sleep rather than gain 1 hour of sleep.
Right, so maybe it's just a problem with the stock market traders then, if there wasn't an anomaly between Queensland and New South Wales.
Yes. About that. So one other study by one other Australian economist, actually, he found that stock market did not have the same effect in Australia after the daylight saving switch.
Right. So
studies need to be done.
Yeah. Do you think that was maybe just an anomaly, or do you think that there is a big economic risk from daylight savings?
Yeah, so the stock market loss is just one part of risk, and there are many, many types of other costs due to daylight saving. For example, people have consistently found that energy usage actually spikes after the daylight saving switch. Then there is the problem of coordination across borders, say, between New South Wales and Queensland. If you are thinking of an activity that requires inputs from both sides, there is a loss because we can't coordinate properly because the time zones are different. And then there are other costs to the economy, you know, costs in terms of health, cost in terms of workplace injuries, cost in terms of loss of productivity. So the weight of evidence actually favors against daylight saving change.
Right. So do you think that it's safe for us to have daylight savings if it has all these impacts?
I think, yeah, the jury is still out there, but in my opinion, it does have a net cost for the economy.
But also a net gain. We get those sunny afternoons for 6 months. There's some good things involved.
Yeah. So there are some studies that show that there are possible benefits. So increased leisure time, you can go out shopping, the economy can benefit from extra spending in the after work sunny hours. And then there are potential increase in physical activity that have health benefits. And then there is another study that shows that it leads to reduced crime because most outdoor activities are done before it gets dark.
Right. Have you seen any studies that have tried to see if the benefits outweigh the negatives?
More and more studies are showing that there is net cost, not net benefit. So basically, the daylight saving practice was started due to energy saving concerns. So it started in World War I by Germany and Austria, and it was to save power, save energy. But no longer we need that because we have air condition and heating, which actually outweighs those energy savings that happened in the past.
Right. Well, it's not really something I would have thought of, but it's very interesting that daylight savings has all these impacts. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Daily Jay.
My pleasure.